Healing Rivers Publishing proudly presents Out of the Desert Flow Rivers by Joel Kibble. Read for you by Joel Kibble. Acknowledgements. To the many supporters and fans of Take Six who kept the demand going for Rivers blogs and who encouraged with their supportive comments, I express a gracious thank you. To the members of Take Six, past and present, I thank you and your encouragement and contribution to this work. Without the support of family and friends who challenged me, sharpened me, and gave me vital feedback, this work could not have been honed. A special thanks goes to Miss LaRonda McKnight and Dr. Nicolette Rose for your passion for the English language and for your dedication of your time and effort. I also thank April Rushing for your support and organizational skill, and Elder Steve Norman for challenging me to reach out with the hand of faith to get this project finished, and for your patience while I contemplated the task. To Elder T. Marshall Kelly for your continual prayers on my behalf. To Eric Thomas and Associates for the seed that set this project in motion. And to Halloran Hill for your creative approaches to excellence. Thank you. To all the brothers and sisters who make up my inner circle of spiritual support and accountability, my victories are your victories as well. Dedication. To Tina, my lovely wife and my friend, for loving and believing in me with all your heart. To Carly, the fruit of my labor, for being born. To the living water, for bringing forth new life and quenching my thirst. I love you all. Introduction. I've learned that my passion is based upon the ministry of reconciling others to their loving Maker. The four key areas include breaking negative cycles, healing, restoration, and empowerment. The entries that I've included in the book fall into one of these previously mentioned categories. There are three different ways that you may approach the lessons in this book. You may, 1, listen from the beginning to the end, an entry a day, or you may, 2, pray that God leads you to an entry that applies to you at the moment as you skip through the titles of the entries, or 3, listen to entries by categories, according to what subject you feel is most pertinent. It's my desire that you, the listener, will find that God is near and reachable. He's most interested in your well-being, and he actually wants you to live an abundant life that's full of joy. I pray that your ears might be open to the many ways he calls you. I pray that his refreshing word will rush forth out of the midst of your desert experience, like rivers. Breaking the cycle. Going through the motions. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. Most of the people who've known me for a long time have known that I've always been a swimmer. Between the ages of 7 and 14, I swam for various swim teams in Alabama, finally joining a junior Olympic team in Huntsville. The swimming schedule was hectic. Every afternoon during the school year, I would leave school at 3 p.m. and head directly to swimming practice for 2 to 2.5 hours. The remainder of the evening would be devoted to doing homework until bedtime. Twice a week, I would be required to attend early morning training before school for 1.5 hours.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?